What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Sports Minded. I'm your host, Brittany Young. Now, let me introduce my guest. She's an Olive Branch, Mississippi native, starting pitcher for the Mississippi Bombers 18U National Night, senior and starting pitcher for St. Benedict at Auburndale High School in Memphis, Tennessee, 2025 Basketball All-West Region Honorable Mention, 2025 Tennessee Sports Writer Association All-State Softball D2 Class AA, 2025 Daily Memphian All-Metro Team, and University of Texas San Antonio Softball Signee. Madison Young, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
I'm happy you're here. And just as a disclaimer, Madison and I are related. She's my
Yeah.
cousin. She's my cousin on my daddy's side. Yes. Her dad and my dad are first cousins, so I think that makes us second cousins. I think that's how that works. So I wanted to mention that because I think it's important to talk about the history of softball in our family. So my grandmother played, your grandmother played, our great grandmother also played. You have an aunt that played. I'm not sure if your dad got involved in softball until you started playing, or if he was already involved because of the family history. But it's okay. But yeah, it's a long line of softball in our family history. So I don't know if you're aware of that. And if you are, is that a reason why you got started playing softball, or what made you get into softball?
I don't really think because I really haven't known that many people in our family have played up until kind of the past couple of years. So I don't really think that was the reason. But when I started softball, it's really just been my life ever since then. Like, I've never had a thought of quitting or like, I hate this or anything like that. Ever since I've started, it's been my dream to play at the collegiate level and just go kind of far in the sport.
So I believe you started playing when you were about six, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you've played for the Mississippi Bombers Travel Club throughout your career. So how did you get connected with them?
So my travel softball started with the DC SWAT. That was when I was with my dad. And then up until about 10U, my dad met Tony Knight, who is my coach now, and we transferred over to the Bombers organization. So it was still the same team throughout my whole life. We just changed our name. And then I've met so many people throughout this organization, and I've just been with the same people my whole life. I've just gotten older, and I've been with my dad. Then it was Coach Tiana, and now it's Coach Tony Knight. So it's just been the same throughout everything. So I've never had a thought of switching because of how much they do for me and my sport and just my success. So I'm really grateful I have been with them as long as I have.
And I know you do some training with your dad now, but how was it playing with him at first, like playing for your dad?
I could say it had its ups and downs, but I think there was way more ups than there was downs because some people would think of it as, oh, she gets all the special treatment because that's her dad and this and that. But I really personally don't think that was me and him. I don't know. We did have that connection, but I think he treated me how he treated everybody else. Like, it was nothing special about the way he played me or anything like that. So I am grateful that I had the opportunity to play for him because he taught me so much, like the IQ that I have now that kind of came from him. So I'm very grateful I got to play with him as long as I did.
So since your college season won't start until next season, and we're going to talk about, you signing with the University of Texas San Antonio, will you play with the Bombers this summer, or what will you do?
I will play with the Bombers this summer. I think it's, I know a lot of people who sign, they don't play in the summer, but I think playing in the summer would just help me just stay going and all that with the training and all that. So I think it's important that I play this summer. And like, they just still see me before I get there in August and still see how I am and how I'm progressing. So I will be playing with them in the summer.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool because you and your teammates, y'all have been together for a very long time. So
We have.
to be able to play with them one last time before everybody goes
Yeah.
their separate ways. I think that's nice. So have any of them also committed or signed anywhere?
My whole team is committed and signed.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
huge. That's
I
big.
know. We just had our very last girl sign maybe 2, 3 weeks ago. So everybody is committed and signed up. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. So we're going to get back to softball, but I want to talk a little bit about basketball because you started playing, I want to say, what, in middle school?
It was 6th grade year, 5th grade year, yeah, kind of middle school. And then I played middle school ball 7th and 8th grade year.
Okay, so we know softball is your first love. So what made you want to get into playing basketball?
I think growing up, I've just kind of been that person who kind of plays everything just to see like what I liked. Like it was cheer, then it was dance, then gymnastics, and then basketball and softball kind of came along at around the same time. So it's just like, and it's just something to do for me. Like basketball is the first half of school year, and then softball goes into the second half. So, I mean, I don't know. I think softball will forever be something that I love more than basketball, but I like basketball. I mean, I don't really know. Like, I don't have anything bad to say about it. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Now you did tear your, I think you tore your ACL, MCL, and
And my
meniscus.
niece.
You had to have reconstructive surgery. I want to say it was December 2023. So it was the freshman year, the beginning of your freshman year
Or
in high
no,
school. It was.
it was my sophomore year.
It was your sophomore year.
So it was 2024.
Okay. So you had surgery that December, and by March, you were back moving, mobile. Seemed like you had a speedy recovery. I know to you, it didn't seem that way because you're in it. You know, you have to have the mental capacity to deal with the pain, the recovery, physical therapy, all of those things. So, what would you attribute most to your recovery?
Just the people around me, honestly. My parents, they were there with me every day. Like they didn't go to work for a little bit just to be at home with me. And then I had so many people come and bring me things like food and just gifts and just to come see me at my house. So I was couldn't get up for the first like 3 weeks. And the text I got, all of that kind of helped me get through everything. Or it helped me not think about the pain I was in and all that. So I think just the people around me and my PT people, I love them so much. They help me get through everything.
That's good. So you attended Olive Branch High School your freshman year, and then you transferred to St. Benedict. I actually thought the injury happened while you were at Olive Branch, but it happened while you were at St. Benedict.
It
Okay.
did.
So we're going to come back to that, but I want to know what made you decide to leave Olive Branch and go to St. Benedict.
I've been at Olive Branch, like we've lived in the same house forever. I've been at Olive Branch since I was in kindergarten. So I just going into my freshman year and like just changing as a person, as an athlete, I felt as though I needed something new. I honestly was thinking about transferring before my freshman year, but something told me to stick it out 1 year just to see how it is and see if I still want to transfer after. But after like softball season at Olive Branch, I felt as though I needed something different. I needed a new environment of people and just a new opportunity of things. And transferring to St. Benedict was probably the best decision I've ever made in my life. I've met so many great people there, the opportunities I've had, and I think I've grown so much more there than I have in my past.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're staying with basketball because obviously it didn't, the injury you sustained didn't deter you from playing. Because you, like I mentioned, you were all West Region honorable mention last year. So, in what ways would you say playing basketball has helped you in softball?
Just probably my confidence. Like, I think a lot of people say, like, you're not gonna gain your full confidence back after an injury like that. But being able to play basketball barely a year after, like, not even a full year after I tore it, playing basketball just helped me just realize like you can really come back from anything. And then I think that just also gained my confidence in softball because I ended up taking my brace off that spring break the year I came back. So, and I wasn't scared. So I just think like going through that whole thing, it just helped my confidence like 100%.
Yeah, that's some real resilience because most people would be like, okay, I'm not gonna play this sport anymore. I'm gonna focus on my main sport because I don't wanna re-injure myself. Or even maybe your softball coach could have been like, no, you're not gonna play basketball. We're gonna focus on softball. But the fact that you stuck with it and you learned from it and grew from it, that's good. Really good. So how was your final season on the court? Did it I want to because I know basketball season runs into softball season. So were y'all already done playing on the court
We
or
were.
okay, y'all were.
We were.
So
We got through season and then softball started practicing. I would go only on the days that we didn't have basketball and we lost first round of playoffs, so I was able to like start the full like week of softball before, even before we played yesterday. So it didn't really conflict anything.
yeah. Okay, so is it like, was it like, ah, this is it? Or I'm just excited to get into softball? Like, how did you feel with the end of basketball?
I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of happy to be over like with it. I wasn't really sad about it. I think I am happy that I continued to play through my junior year and senior year, even after what happened my sophomore year. But I think it was just something that it was okay to say goodbye to for me personally. So I mean, it's like I'm happy I played, but at the same time, I'm kind of happy it's over with. So.
I got you. I understand. Okay. It did what it needed to do for you.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. So now we're going to get back into softball. You committed to the University of Texas San Antonio to play softball in the spring of last year and officially signed during the fall of last year. So I want to know what all schools were recruiting you and what made you choose UTSA.
I had a pretty good like list of schools like from a range of D1 to JUCO. Like for a minute I was committed to Jones Community College and I love them. Like yes, I did like commit to a JUCO and then go to a D1 school, but they knew like if I got a bigger opportunity that I was gonna take it. Like I still love those coaches. I see them at tournaments and talk to them all the time. So I have so much respect for them. But with all of the schools that recruited me from just being able to look at me my sophomore year and me being able to talk to them from September 1st of my junior year, UTSA even they came kind of late like in my recruiting process, but as soon as they came, like I knew that was like they just felt like home even before I went on my official visit. So I don't know. There wasn't really like a, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna go here because they're giving like they're just kind of so close together. UTSA just they just stood out over everybody to me. So
So that's interesting. What made you want to try to go the JUCO route first? Was it they were the first people to offer you and you were just willing to do that first, or why?
it kind of goes with yes, they were kind of the first people to like have the most interest in me, but it also my injury that also kind of played a part because I've seen so many people like kind of get injured and not really big schools want them anymore. So I thought that kind of like applied to me, even though I really didn't know at the time. But it kind of goes with both of that. They were the first to just show the most interest in me. And I still love them to this day, even though like I'm going to another school now and I know they're going to support me. But it kind of goes with kind of my injury and just what I was thinking at the time, and just the fact that they just gave me the most interest kind of first. So.
I got you. No, and I mean, JUCO route. Everybody's path is different. I was just interested to know why, because, but that makes sense what you said about the injury, and it's good to still have a good relationship with them because we pray that you have success at UTSA, but in the era we're in, you just never know what could happen. So if you ever needed to go back to JUCO and then go somewhere else again, then you still have them. So that's
And
good.
they've always like just reassured me, like I always have a place there. Like if for some reason something just happens like at UTSA and I need to go back to JUCO, like I know like they are people who I can always go back to.
That's good. Okay. So you hosted softball lessons last summer for girls who wanted to start playing softball or just better their game. So how did that go? And is that something you're planning to do again this summer?
It went really good. Like it honestly went better than I expected, just as a just a 16-year-old or 17-year-old girl in her junior year in the summer. I really didn't think I would have had that many people just reach out to me and my dad asking me about it. But I had a lot of people reach out to me. And it is something I'm gonna continue to do as soon as I end softball in May. And then 'cause I have travel softball on the weekends. It's something I do throughout the week before I leave for a tournament. So, and also this summer, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do like a big group lesson in the park for those girls because I wasn't able to do it last year because it kind of came a little late. But just to have a bunch of girls just come out, meet me, and just helping them because I love helping little kids. Like, it just makes me so happy. And just to see their smile. That's also a reason why I kind of just started it because just knowing like they may not care about softball later in their life, but just to know, even if they do care about it, just know that I was kind of one of their first impacts to teaching them something throughout their life. So, yeah.
And who's been the biggest impact for you on the softball field?
Probably my parents. Definitely.
I agree. They've been there every step of the way. You have some
They
real
have.
supportive parents. I give them that, man.
They have.
Okay, so your final high school softball season has officially started, and y'all have already started to have some games. So how have things been going for you so far?
It's been going really good. We had three games yesterday. We played Tipton Rosemark, Mumford, and Bartlett. All three of those games went really well. They were just scrimmages, so they don't go on our record. But I think this weekend, the most thing we kind of focused on was playing as a team because we all play travel ball. And a lot of people think travel ball is just like individual sports because you're trying to get recruited. But for me and just the kids on my, or not kids, but the girls on my team, we kind of just focus on staying together. Because we do go to a small private Catholic school, so we're together a lot. So we just have to stay focused on being together and playing together. Because when our goal this year is to win state. Last year we got second, year before we got third. We want to be first this year. So, and we think we play calm, be together, then we definitely have a shot to do it this year.
I was going to ask you what was the team goal you had, but of course, winning state, going out with a bang your senior season, especially since y'all have come so close. So, what about an individual goal you have for yourself this season?
Probably just to improve my game better because, and just to get ready for summer because summer ball is better than school ball. I think a lot of people can say that if you play travel ball. So just to improve my game, just to be better for the summer and just like go from here to here, or just even here to here to here to here every game, just to get better each day. So that's just kind of a personal goal I have for myself.
Okay, and like, what's one thing that you really want to work on? Whether it's your batting average, you know, you're a pitcher, maybe the speed, like your fast pitch. So, what's one thing you really want to improve on?
My rise ball. That's
Okay.
because I throw fast, change, curve, and screw and drop. But my rise ball is something I just like. It's not like I haven't been able to throw it, but it's something I've like been, it's been in the working process for a couple of years now. So I think just working on that and actually getting it perfected this year is one thing. Because school ball is the time to work on something. for when you get to travel ball since it is a little better competition. So I think just working on that now is the best thing for me.
And what made you want to be a pitcher out of all positions?
That's a great question. I really, well, okay. So Rachel Garcia, she was a pitcher at UCLA and her number was 00. She was kind of, that's why my number is kind of 00 now. She was kind of my inspiration. She was a pitcher, she was a hitter. And I guess that's kind of why I was a pitcher, but also pitchers, they have the spotlight. Everybody's looking at them because they're the ones who is pitching the ball to the batter. So I think just being the only person in the circle and having eyes on you, I think that's one thing that I do love about being a pitcher. So that's also kind of why. So,
Okay, you answered my next question too. I was going to ask about why you chose the number you did.
oh, yeah.
But I like that. Age is zero.
Yeah.
I like that. So it's kind of cool because the pitcher, you're the leader on the team, you're the captain. And just like in football, you have a quarterback, everybody looks to you for direction. Basketball, the point guard. It's just in our DNA, you know, because was the point guard on the court, you're a
Yeah.
pitcher. It's a young thing. I understand.
It is.
Oh man. Okay. And I want to go back to another question. You wore number 24 in basketball. Why did you decide on that number?
I don't really have an answer for that. Like, even when I played AAU before I kind of stopped that, I wore 24. So I really don't know why I chose 24 for basketball. It's just like I'm not really a number swapper kind of, so I chose it one day and then I've literally stuck with that throughout my whole career.
Okay, no, that's crazy because I wore 24 in high school. I wore 15 my younger years, AAU, all of those times, and then there was no 15 in high school, so I chose 24. Well, I wore 15 because Carmelo Anthony was my favorite player, and once I got to college, I was surprised that number 15 was available because Tam White wore that number, and she's a legend. At Mississippi State, went to the WNBA, so I didn't think it was available. It should not have been available. That number should be retired, but I wore it. So yeah, but no, 24. That's what I'm. Hey,
It's one
Betty,
of those.
it's one of the ones. Yeah. So I want to ask you, when you see, you just told me the player you looked up to growing up, but when you see a player now like Enaja Kennedy, a black woman playing the same position as you. Playing in the same state where you're headed to for college. She's already played in a College World Series and made history in collegiate softball with the first player exclusive cleat signing back-to-back million-dollar NIL deals. Have you thought to yourself, like, because she even mentioned she wanted to pave the way for other players to do the same in that sport. So have you ever said, just, man, I want to be one of those players she's opening up the door for?
I have. I wouldn't necessarily like just say I want to be famous or anything like that. I just want to make an impact on people because at least where I come from, like the area I'm in, softball isn't necessarily like a big sport around here. And there's not many kids who play it. Like, but I think just as a kid from Mississippi and from Olive Branch, I just want to make an impact on my city because I love it here. And going to Texas, and I do want to be a girl like her. And just because she came from nobody really knew her, and then she got big, and that's something I want to pursue.
Well, that's good. And I believe you're gonna do that. I believe you're gonna do well. So congratulations on everything.
Thank
I'm
you.
proud of you. And I wanna see more games. So I know y'all probably I need to try to come to Mississippi to make a game.
We do stream everything on YouTube and Facebook, so I could definitely send you those links.
Okay, do that. And because I know it's been a while since you play, even with travel ball in Alabama. Usually, when y'all have a game, your dad will let me know and we try to make it. But so yeah, I'll definitely try to tune in online. And then in Texas, once you go to college, because I've never been to San Antonio, so I'll gladly make a trip to come see you in person.
You have to. I loved San Antonio as soon as I got off the plane. Like, I knew before I even talked to the assistant coach when I got to my official visit, like, just the scenery and everything, I knew that was somewhere where I wanted to be.
Cool. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I am very happy that you asked me to be on this show, and because it's something I've never done, and it's a cool experience.
Cool. I was happy to have you on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, this has been another episode of Sports Minded. I'm your host, Brittany Young. Until next time, y'all be blessed. We out of here.